Oh, yeah. That is, of course, Vancouver. I think they're from Vancouver. Los Furious. And a little track from them called Gringo. Now, a band I've wanted to see for such a long time, but never got around, never... They don't play as much as they used to in Vancouver. So my guess is they've moved away. They're somewhere else. And I think that came out in 2003. So they've been around a long time. And I know they are, I see them occasionally on Facebook doing things. Also in there, you heard Urzala, two tracks from Urzala Dudiak, and two tracks from her album Future Talk. Amazing vocalist. She came to America and based out of New York, started working with people like John Abercrombie. She was married to Michael Urbaniak, who's also a Polish violinist. And they were married for a while. And the tracks you heard were called Roxana and Cassia's Dance. A pretty amazing album, kind of, I'd say almost kind of in the Annette Peacock kind of category as vocalists. A very non-traditional jazz vocals. Also uses... some, I think it's a Lyricon, which was kind of a doubler that was around, an AD automatic double tracker, we used to call them back in the day. I think Yamaha had one. It was kind of in that early, late 70s, early 80s, when double tracking was kind of in its rudimentary, situation. Yeah, and then what else do we have in there? Some Ananta, and a track called Vindavan, I think it was called. Hope you're doing all right out there. This is DJ Ian in Vancouver. We are live on the House of Prague until 2 o'clock Pacific, and that is 12 o'clock if you're listening on CGSF on Tuesday night. We go 12, a rebroadcast of this show on CGSF 90.1 FM, and we go 10 till 12 on Tuesday nights, but we are live Fridays 12 till 2 Pacific on houseofprog.com. So if you're ever around, I was on Twitch earlier, but it didn't look like there was anybody coming in, and after about 45 minutes I gave up on that, because you always feel a bit obligated to do something when you're on camera, when the camera's on you all the time. Whereas on the microphone, you just, I can do housework when I'm listening to the songs. Anyway, let's continue. This is a track that I got into. I don't know where Alabama Shakes are doing these days, but I'm sure they're still around doing something. From 2012, this is a classic from the Alabama Shakes and a track called Hold On.
Bless my heart.
listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM. All right, pretty well bringing us to a close for today's show here on the House of Prog and on CJSF. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We always try and do something a little different and try not play the same stuff over and over again, but sometimes it's a little challenging. I mean, I'm playing my own stuff in my house, so we do get some new music coming in from time to time. And when I say new, it's very often very old stuff, like that Moog Island from Morcheeba from 1996. Oh, and that kind of electronica DJ slash musician thing kind of, you know, was at its height. The album was Who Can You Trust? Very kind of sultry, sexy, Portishead-ish. Yeah, I would say kind of in that kind of vein. Classic in there as well from Tower of Power, You Got to Funkifies. And that comes from the very best of the Tower of Power that came out in 2001. The Budos Band in a track called King Charles from 2005. Alabama Shakes, Hold On from Boys and Girls that came out in 2012. Los Furious, Vancouver's very own Gringo in there as well. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. We do this every Friday live on the House of Prog from 12 till 2 Pacific. And then we are rebroadcasting on CJSF Radio from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. And we do that every Tuesday, 10 till 12 at midnight. And then on, I believe it's on Thursday morning, 7 till 9 or something to that effect. So, I hope you've enjoyed it. And we try and do this every Friday, but sometimes your work does get in the way, and we have to kind of save it for another week, shall we say. But that doesn't usually happen very often. But the movie industry has picked up in the last month or so, and a lot of people have all of a sudden started work, which is odd because the work down south of the border seems to have evaporated almost completely. Oh, I'm not sure why that is happening. Maybe we'll find out and continue on and upwards. I'm going to leave you in the hands of the band that started us off today. And they are, for some reason, I just always associate these songs, and particularly this one, with the last summer I lived in the UK, in England, which was the summer of 1981. It was in this period between punk rock and big hair metal. And that's how I see it. That's how I see it. From about 79 right through to about 83. And I think it was good times. Anyway, this is UB40 and their single 1 in 10. Thanks for being here, everybody. And we'll see you next time. Adios, sayonara, hasta pronto, and we'll see you later.
Refugee without a home.